Welcome to this week's edition of Weekly Insurance News Wrap. It's Thursday, August 1st, 2024. I am your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. We make sure you stay informed on all happenings within the landscape of personal and business insurance in Australia. For all your insurance needs, consider visiting financialservicesonline.com.au. Now let's swing into the news cycle. Our first story revolves around Suncorp Group. Making significant strides, they have raised the bar with an increased reinsurance protection limit, now standing at a remarkable $6.75 billion. In a balancing act, they have kept last year's expenditure steady, harnessing the benefits of a stable global reinsurance market. Their CEO, Steve Johnston, highlights this stability as a significant factor countering the increase in insurance premiums in both Australia and New Zealand. That's certainly some good news. But there's more. Suncorp's new limit has soared past regulatory requirements. They have done this by leaning into innovation and enhancing their resilience to risk. Some major changes are happening, such as the non-renewal of a quota share agreement for Queensland's home insurance and adjustments to retention costs for multiple events. Over in New Zealand, there is a higher retention reflecting the weather impact on reinsurance economics. After selling their bank on July 31st, Suncorp has plans on the horizon for additional coverage. The natural hazard allowance is set to climb to a record $1.565 billion, with their aim to lock the insurance margin between 10% and 12%. Transitioning to our next story, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has mandated that insurance manufacturers of Australia must settle a claim for a car theft, shedding light on the importance of theft coverage for cars, even when they are not in use. Despite the absence of proof of purchase and an incomplete service history, the AFCA deemed a $35,000 bank transaction labeled AA van adequate evidence to confirm ownership of the stolen vehicle. Delays on the claimant's part, due to Melbourne's lockdown and health issues, have also been accounted for in this decision. AFCA made it clear inconsistencies in date compliance were overshadowed by the consistent vehicle identification number, driving home the conclusion that the vehicle undoubtedly belonged to the policyholder. So the insurer, though skeptical, is obligated to accept the theft claim and proceed with the payout. That wraps up this week's segment. For all your insurance needs, we recommend visiting financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, signing off until next time. Stay informed, stay safe, goodbye, and take care.